This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Andrew Johnson. He is a senior at Mercer County High School, and he's involved in the Ag Machine and Power class. Say it with me. And they had a raffle for a 1968 Mustang on Antique Days Saturday. And the winner was from Galesburg. So first up, Andrew, tell us a little bit about that project. I know there was a lot of excitement with that car in downtown Aledo over the weekend and then the raffle. So can you just tell us a little bit about how you participated in that and how cool it was?
Yep. So I just joined the class this year, so I didn't do the most work out of anybody. But whenever I was in here, I'd help around, but it sounds like they pretty much completely redid the car and just about anything you could possibly think of. It's just, it's a beautiful car and it runs really smooth, and it's a complete transformation. It looks completely different from when I came into school last year and from when it looks now. It's just completely different. It's really, really beautiful.
Yeah. And what was maybe some of the reaction that you heard from people maybe at that car show Saturday when, you know, they were raffling it off? Did you hear some of the comments? And then I'm assuming the winner was pretty excited to get that thing.
Yeah. So when I was at the booth all day, you could hear compliments from people, and they're telling us how good the car looks. And we actually sold out of tickets because there's so many people coming to enter the raffle, and it was just really how do I word it? Really exciting to see all the people appreciate what everybody's done in the shop and what they do at the school, and really makes you feel appreciated for all the hard work that you put into the vehicle.
Yeah, and that's a bunch of high school kids doing that too. That's what's cool about it. The new project sounds awesome. So you segue from the 1968 Mustang, and this may take a couple of years. It's a build out of a 1978 El Camino. So you'll get to work on that a little bit here in your senior year. Tell us about that.
So we already have the frame and suspension and the body panels, and so we're going to have to fit that all together, and the motor and transmission. And so we have a good majority of the parts here. It'll take some time, but we'll have to piece it all together and get it all tidied up. And the frame's all stripped and painted here in the shop, with the rear end and suspension all connected. And then the body is outside together. And we'll just have to place it on the frame. And yeah, it'll be some work, but it'll be a good project in the end.
And can you elaborate on why this real life experience, this real world experience, is so important that you're getting? I mean, it's pretty cool that, I mean, this is some hands-on stuff you're learning. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, a lot of the kids that come into the Ag Machine and Power class want a job in the automotive industry, whether it's with cars, tractors, trucks, and being able to work on these vehicles is a big step for some people on their decision and what they want to do with their future and their careers. And being able to do these projects can get you some really, really good hands-on experience with vehicles, and it could be a life changer
for your
career path.
And then as far as just seeing a project from, you know, kind of start to finish, now you said you came in the class late for the Mustang project, but hopefully you'll get to see most of the El Camino project finished.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in terms of, you know, I'm sure you saw probably some pictures or some images of what that Mustang project looked like as it proceeded to the finished product, and then getting the opportunity to do something like that with the 78 El Camino from start to finish. I'm assuming it's pretty cool to chart that progress.
Oh, yeah. It's it's amazing to see how much us high school kids can get done in a time frame on something that a lot of people struggle with in the real world, and being able to accomplish that and get the appreciation from people who do the same, it's just amazing.
Awesome. All right, kids doing good stuff at Mercer County High School in the Ag Machine and Power class. Say it with me, Ag Machine and Power class. Andrew Johnson, keep Ag up the good Machine work. Yeah, all right, awesome. And you're listening to WRMJ.